They're not going to stay there. They're not going to stay with their own parents. They are going to try to do whatever it is they want to. And our packets more than showed you what happens to these children when we do nothing and we let them go. The present system is not working.
Just recently, I was
excuse informed me, Madam Chair, it's after 3 o'clock and there are other committee meetings starting. Are you going to be holding any votes or can we leave?
No.
Thank you.
In the state of Washington, there is a program that I have long supported and has been done elsewhere in miniature form that's been very effective in treating the delinquent child that we're just talking about, that the disciplinary ones. They simply pack them all up and take them out in the wilderness. There ain't no roads, there ain't no nothing. It's there we are with the instructor, with the... And they're out there for 20 days, and what they do is not survival so much, but learning to live with nature and the differences between how easy it is back in society compared to what it is out there where they all have to depend on each other. They learn something different than what they haven't learned elsewhere in an urban society, if you will. And I think, by and large, we're talking about urban kids. We're not talking about the real remote rural kids particularly, because there's other things to keep them occupied. You know, idle hands make so forth. Well, at any rate, I'm going to try to get data from that nonprofit organization that provides that service for the state of Washington, because what I saw, it was a documentary. Their success rate was great. The boys were interviewed right around the campsite. It was an impressive sign of improvement in terms of their attitudes. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about attitude adjustment, if you will, in terms of the reasonableness of the demands that an adult authority requires of these youngsters. And once that's in place, going back into society, they have a halfway house and then back to the home. Sam?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mary, so that we try to do something definitive, I'll just make a request to Madam Chairman. And that would be to ask for an Attorney General opinion on your bill. And then there's this 4710142, and I just wrote in his too, and this is for Madam Chairman's consideration, to ask for an Attorney General's opinion on this approach, where you've at least got Hess talking to them without having to be their option. Okay? If we could have a... Do you have any thinking on that? If we could have a constitutional opinion on these two approaches, then we could know which way we could go, and maybe we could help you.
Madam Chairman, Mr. Representative, the only thing that I have as far as a hang-up is those children may have those rights, or whatever rights you say that we are infringing upon by saying you're going to be picked up if you run away from home. But they do not know how to handle the rights. So it is therefore the state's responsibility to guarantee them safety in our society. We can't just say you have the right to go and go downtown and get picked up by someone and all the rest of the things that go with it.
Well, we're going to try for you because it's important. We'll do more than just study, but we are going to have to check with the AG's officer. They're going to stop us as we try to progress. We might as well check with them now and then get their opinion on it.
Madam Chairman, I would like to see you include in that an opinion as to whether or not the state has the right to protect the child from self-destruction. Is it against the child's rights to have the state protect that child because he's incapable, he is not mature enough to protect himself, which all the data, proves that once they are out on the streets within 48 hours, something will happen to them. So they don't have the capability to protect themselves. Is it not the state's responsibility to protect them?
Or the parent. And Mr. Davis has one more comment before we adjourn.
Thank you. Mary, I appreciate your concern on this. And when I mentioned the fact that we need to study the issue, I'm not saying anything pro or con on this bill. I'm saying that there needs to be a lot more attention. And I think along the lines with Representative Passenger, what Representative Ewing said, I mean, this is one piece of a comprehensive issue that needs a lot more work. And I'm not saying we should study anything to death. But see, the thing that I have some concerns about is that in section one of this bill, we're talking about, we could conceivably talk about someone that's 18 years old that doesn't want to live at home anymore. But this would make those people criminals because they don't want to stay at home. and would automatically, or not automatically, but could conceivably make them wards of the court. And I, personally, I would like to see the issues, I would like to see things at least try to be addressed other than throwing more people in institutions, because we certainly have crowded institutions now. So that's my thrust of the reason why we need to look at the whole issue, but also look at ways that we can address the situation without putting more people into institutions. And that's the reason for my question and my comments and the reason for my concern.
Madam Chairman, mm-hmm. Representative, I can understand your concern as far as putting them into an institute, but I do believe that as progressive and forward-looking as our HESS department is in the state of Alaska, that you would not ever find them putting someone in an institute who is completely capable of supporting themselves in society and being able to show that they're not preyed upon by these types of people.
Well, a minor is someone under 19. That's what a minor is right there.
I think Mr. Davis is a good example. It was told to me over this weekend that might alleviate some of your fears, is that there are adult 18 and 19 year old semi-mentally retarded who are being used by pornographic filth to propagate their own self-interests, whether it be sexual or whether it be financial. And that in that case, your concern wouldn't carry much weight. On the other hand, if it is a person who is a viable, mature individual who can financially support themselves and for whatever good reason can manage their own affairs in a fashion that is acceptable to the law and order and societal rules, then Department of HESS or anyone else would have little legitimate reason for incarcerating that person in an institution. And I agree with Mary to the extent that that could be argued very quickly right out of court.
Madam Chairman, I think that would also come under the statutes for emancipation of a minor.
Yeah. So that is a concern otherwise. Thank you very much, Mary, and thank the rest of you. At this time, the meeting is adjourned. Mary, I picked up the same stuff this weekend, by the way. I've already read it. And it was, plus a dozen other documents.
I should not be coming emotionally involved, but you know, I would like to see a half a dozen parents in here and see what would happen with this conversation.
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, we don't have to do anything else. You'll have continued hearings.
Oh, yes.